الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد. أما بعد, today is the 9th of Jumada Thani, 1434, which corresponds to the 19th of April 2013. We continue our discussion on Surah Al-Ma'idah, particularly Ayah 65, wherein it reads, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولو أن أهل الكتاب آمنوا واتقوا لكفرنا عنهم سيئاتهم ولأدخلناهم جنات النعيم. The English equivalent is, and if only the people of the scripture had believed and feared Allah, we would have removed from them their misdeeds and admitted them to gardens of pleasures. The Shaykh rahimahullah says in his commentary, وَهَذَا مِنْ كَرَمِهِ وَجُودِهِ. This is really an example or a manifestation or an aspect of Allah's generosity and kindness. حَيْثُ ذَكَرَ قَبَائِحَ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَمَعَيْبَهُمْ وَأَقْوَالَهُمُ الْبَاطِلَ. This is because Allah mentioned and declared the abhorrent behaviors of Ahlul Kitab, the people of the scripture, and their faults, and their false statements. دعاهم إلى التوبة. Then he invited them to repentance, after he mentioned all the evil things they were upon. وأنهم لو آمنوا بالله وملائكته وجميع كتبه وجميع رسله واتقوا المعاصي لكفر عنهم سيئاتهم ولو كانت ما كانت. Had they only believed in Allah and His angels and all of His scriptures and all of His messengers. Why did the Shaykh rahimahullah highlight jami'? Why did he say jami'a kutubih wa jami'a rusulih? Aw jami'a kutubih wa jami'a rusulih? Why? What is the benefit of saying all? Anyone? Because the people of this scripture actually believe in messengers, and they believe in scriptures, but they do they believe in all of them, including the final messenger and the final scripture? No, they don't. Therefore, they are kuffar. They are kuffar, treated as such, and will be judged as such, unless they believe in the Quran and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Without believing in them, they are kuffar. And if they had only avoided sins, Allah would have overlooked or pardoned or expiated their sins, irrespective of what it may have been. Doesn't matter how many sins they had committed. Had they believed, Allah would have forgiven that. وَلَأَدْخَلْنَاهُمْ جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ الَّتِي فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي الْأَنفُسِ وَتَلَذُّ الْأَعْيُنِ. And we would have admitted them to paradise, gardens of bliss, wherein there's what the souls desire and what is pleasing to the eye. Where did he get that from? Is that in the Quran? Hi, Abd al-Majid. مَا تَشْتَهِيهِ الْأَنفُسُ وَتَلَذُّ الْأَعْيُنِ. Is that in the Quran? Are you sure? Can you remember the surah? If my memory serves me well, it's either Zukhruf or Dukhan. Huh? There's an application on Android called Android Quran or Quran Android. The best out there, honestly. Yesterday, after the lecture, a brother said, can you give me the reference of the ayat? And he had a BlackBerry. And so anyways, I pulled it on. I will search one by one. Every time I would say, MashaAllah. No way, MashaAllah. Not because of Samsung. You can have a Sony, an LG, I don't care. But Android is the most friendliest operating system for an intelligent human being. Trust me on this one. Stop complicating your life. But anyways, بعدين عبد الهادي. I'm gonna put right now الأنفس, for example. تشتهي تش. Look, ما شاء الله تبارك الله. سورة الزخرف. يطاف عليهم بصحاف من ذهب وأكواب وفيها ما تشتهي الأنفس وتلذ الأعين وأنتم فيها خالدون. سورة الزخرف آية 71. That was an effective search by Quran Android. Thank you very much, Quran Android. طيب. So this is from the Quran. The Sheikh رحمه الله quoted an ayah from the Quran. Ayah 57. I'm sorry, 67. It reads, huh? That we just did 66, the Sheikh. Really?
Yeah, 66
now. Okay. The way here they have it is that number and then the ayah. Beautiful. No problem. My fault. طيب. ولو أنهم أقاموا التوراة والإنجيل وما أنزل إليهم من ربهم لأكلوا من فوقهم ومن تحت أرجلهم منهم أمة مقتصدة وكثير منهم ساء ما يعملون. And if only they upheld the law of the Torah, the gospel, and what has been revealed to them from their Lord, they would have consumed provision from above them and from beneath their feet. Among them are a moderate community, but many of them evil is that which they used to do. The Sheikh said, ولو أنهم أقاموا التوراة والإنجيل وما أنزل إليهم من ربهم أي قاموا بأوامرها ونواهيهما. Which means if they had upheld the law of the Old Testament and the New Testament, or the Torah and the Gospel, meaning had they fulfilled their obligations and commandments and stayed away from their restrictions and prohibitions. That's what it is. The do's and the don'ts. كما ندبهم الله وحثهم. As Allah Azza wa Jalla had recommended for them and encouraged them. ومن إقامتهما الإيمان بما دعيا إليه. And part of establishing them and upholding them is fulfilling and establishing the iman which they invite you to. من الإيمان بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وبالقرآن. Which includes belief in Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and the Quran. And this is already, we have previously discussed this issue. And there's a lot of material out there that you can find online, or you can buy in physical books about the prophecy of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in the Bible. His mention, his descriptions, Jesus telling his disciples that you are not ready, and when the Comforter come, he will tell you and he will not speak his words. And then another verse in the Bible that it will be the words of Allah in his mouth, and therefore you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Many, many ample evidence about that, which now the Christians manage to deny in a very slick and manner, as they are famous for. فلو قاموا بهذه النعمة العظيمة, هذه النعمة العظيمة التي أنزلها ربهم إليهم أي لأجلهم والاعتناء بهم. Had they only fulfilled this great bounty which Allah had bestowed upon them, and meaning Allah Azza wa Jal did that for them and out of means of looking after them, لأكلوا من فوقهم ومن تحت أرجلهم. They would have eaten from above them and from beneath their feet. The Sheikh said, أي لأدر الله عليهم الرزق. لأدر. Allah Azza wa Jal would have like poured over them provision. It's like, you know, when you put too much of something, a lot of something. وَلَأَمْطَرَ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءِ. And Allah would have made the skies to rain upon them. وَأَنْبَتَ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضِ. And Allah would have made the earth to grow vegetation for them. كما قال تعالى ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض. As Allah said in another ayah, had the people of the villages believed and feared, we would have opened upon them the blessings from the heavens and the earth. منهم عليكم السلام أي من أهل الكتاب أمة مقتصدة. Among them are a moderate nation. أي عاملة بالتوراة والإنجيل, meaning they are people who adhere to the Torah and the Gospel. عملا غير قوي ولا نشيط. They're not really strong in it, nor are they very active, but they do the job. وكثير منهم ساء ما يعملون. And many of them, evil is what they used to do. أي والمسيء منهم الكثير. Those who are evil among them are the majority. وأما السابقون منهم فقليل ما هم. As for those who are the foremost, then they are very little. And these are the ones who embrace Islam. Alhamdulillah. The سابقون among them are those who embrace Islam. Because we have now, until today, certain Christians who adhere to the biblical teachings, honestly. Of course, they either deliberately reject Islam or they're ignorant, whatever the case may be. But some of them, like at least it's supposed to be the religious figures in the Christian church, you find that they live by some laws that are found in the Old and the New Testament, in the Bible. So these people exist. And then the majority of the Christians are out partying, getting drunk and getting high and they don't know anything about their religion except in Christmas and Easter, any kind of celebration wherein they will get some gift, this is when they remember their religion. Other than that, أي كلام, no such thing. And a minority of them, a small minority, are the forerunners, those who are actually introduced to Islam and then they wind up accepting Islam. Those are the successful people among the people of the book. Alhamdulillah, we know some of them. Then Allah Azza wa Jal says,
يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته والله يعصمك من الناس إن الله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين.
O messenger, announce that which has been revealed to you from your Lord, and if you do not, then you have not conveyed his message. Alaykum salam. And Allah will protect you from the people. Indeed, Allah does not guide the disbelieving people. Now there's some inani. Who knows anything about this ayah? Who knows anything about this ayah? O messenger, convey what has been sent down to you from your Lord, and if you don't do it, then you have not conveyed the message of your Lord. Who knows anything about this ayah? Huh? I'm just saying, who knows anything about this ayah? Have you heard any piece of information in regards to this ayah?
This is when the Quraysh approach him and try to make a deal with him.
That's not what I'm referring to. It could be the Shia. The Shia claim that this ayah, Allah is telling the Prophet ﷺ to tell the people about Ali. Tell the people about Ali. And if you don't tell the people about Ali, then you have not conveyed the message of Allah. The wicked Shia. So they come to the ayat of the Quran, which have nothing to do with their belief, and they will twist the interpretation to claim that this is what it means. So they go to Surah Ar-Rahman, huh? And then it says, مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان, that the two seas come together and they join, but there between them is a partition. They say this is Fatima and Ali. Allah speaking about Fatima and Ali. Worse than that, لعنهم الله لعنا كبيرا, is that they say that when Allah Azza wa Jal commanded Bani Israel أن يذبحوا بقرة, they say the بقرة is Aisha. The cow is Aisha. And that this is in reference to Aisha, that Aisha should be slaughtered. And this is what is intended when Allah told in Surah Al-Baqarah, the whole story about Musa and his people and the Baqarah is about Aisha. These are the Shia, huh? Who, when they talk to you, you know, they pretend to be your brothers in faith, and they put on his face that we're all in the same thing together, and blah, blah, blah. A bunch of lying, wicked hypocrites. The Shia. Be careful of these people. At the stage we are in, none of us is allowed to have a Shi'i as a friend or to be discussing religious matters with him at all. Either you are well grounded in knowledge and you qualified, therefore you know how to avoid this, the doubts which they may cast, or you don't open that discussion. You don't open that discussion. Because they're not Christians who are quoting the Quran or the Hadith. They are from within. So the effect which they have on a weak person is greater. Is greater. So be careful of these lousy creatures who claim to be part of our ummah. طيب. The Shaykh said, هَذَا أَمْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِرَسُولِهِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِأَعْظَمِ الْأَوَامِرِ وَأَجَلِّهَا. This is a command from Allah to His Messenger alayhi salam to fulfill one of the greatest commandments and the most noble of that. وَهُوَ التَّبْلِيغُ لِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. And it is to convey what Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded him, what Allah has revealed upon him. Convey that to the people. وَيَدْخُلُ فِي هَذَا كُلُّ أَمْرٍ تَلَقَتْهُ الْأُمَّةُ عَنْهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنَ الْعَقَائِدِ وَالْأَعْمَالِ وَالْأَقْوَالِ. Included in that is everything which the ummah has received from the Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ in regards to belief system, in regards to deeds, and in regards to statements. وَالْأَحْكَامُ الشَّرْعِيَّةُ وَالْمَطَالِبُ الْإِلَهِيَّةُ. Also the legislative rulings and the divine demands or requirements. فَبَلَّغَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَكْمَلَ تَبْلِيغ. And we're not speaking about jama'at tabliq. But the word comes from the Quran. بَلِّغْ مَا أُرْسِلْ وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ مُبَلِّغِينَ وَمُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ إِلَى أَخْرِهِ. So here it says, so the Prophet ﷺ conveyed in the most perfect manner of conveying. وَدَعَى وَأَنذَرَ. And he invited and he warned. وَبَشَّرَ وَيَسَّرَ. And he gave glad tidings and he made things easy for the people. وَعَلَّمَ الْجُهَّالَ الْأُمِّيِّينَ حَتَّى صَارُوا مِنَ الْعُلَمَاءِ الرَّبَّانِيِّينَ. And he taught the ignorant, illiterate people until they became godly scholars. Yani spiritual scholars, people of high spirituality. وَبَلَّغَ بِقَوْلِهِ وَفِعْلِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. And he conveyed with his statements, his actions, and then he said, كُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. Who knows what that means? How does the Prophet ﷺ convey with his books and his messengers? La, la, la. Nice try though. You have to know some history to know this. The Prophet ﷺ conveyed, huh, with his statements, with his actions, with his letters, and with his messengers. Yes. Yes, ya Shaykh. The Prophet ﷺ sent from the Sahaba messengers to others. He sent Mu'adh to Yemen. This is, and he would say, Ana Rasulu Rasulullah. He would say, I am the messenger of the messenger of Allah. صح ولا لا. And his rasail, or his kutub, is the actual letters he wrote. Didn't he not write to Heraclius? And he wrote to the Persian king at that time. He wrote to everybody, giving him da'wah. طيب. So he conveyed with his statements, with his actions, with the letters he wrote to the rulers of his time, and with the messengers he sent to the people. He didn't write, he commanded for the letters to be written. Yeah, and they told him, O Messenger of Allah, these people will not accept a message, will not accept a letter unless it is signed by the sender. So he took up, alayhi salam, a ring, which had on it Muhammadun Rasulullah. And then he would stamp the letters with that particular ring. And the scholars say that he used to wear it inwardly, alayhi salatu salam. He used to wear it inwardly. Wasn't bulging out and sticking out like that. It was inwardly, just for the record. فَبَلَّغَ نَعْمْ وَعَلَّمَ نَعْمْ فَلَمْ يَبْقَ خَيْرًا إِلَّا دَلَّ أُمَّتَهُ عَلَيْهِ. No goodness remained except that he had already directed his ummah towards it. وَلَا شَرَّ إِلَّا حَذَّرَهَا مِنْهُ. And there's no evil except that he warned us against it. وَشَهِدَ لَهُ بِالتَّبْلِيغِ أَفَاضِلُ الْأُمَّةِ مِنَ الصَّحَابَةِ. And the finest of the companions bore witness that he conveyed the message. فَمِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ مِنْ أَئِمَّةِ الدِّينِ وَرِجَالِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And then, فَمِنْ بَعْدَهُمْ مِنْ أَئِمَّةِ الدِّينِ وَرِجَالِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And then those who came after them from the religious scholars and the Muslims. وَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ أَيْ لَمْ تُبَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. If you don't convey what has been sent down to you from your Lord, فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَهُ أَيْ فَمَا امْتَثَلْتَ أَمْرَهُ. Then you have not fulfilled or obeyed the command of Allah. وَحَاشَاهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And this is never something that the Messenger of Allah would do, عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. والله يعصمك من الناس هذه حماية وعصمة من الله لرسوله من الناس. And Allah Azza wa Jal protects you against the people. By the way, they say that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام used to have some of the Sahaba stand at the entrance of his door as bodyguards, if we may call him that, people who will protect him. Once this ayah was revealed, he let everyone go. Once this ayah, وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. And Allah protects you from people, خَلَاص. And this is iman. Iman is that you believe in what Allah promised. For that, for the Prophet ﷺ, it means don't worry. No one will be able to get to you. No matter what. And they did, they tried. They tried many times, many occasions, many wars to be able to kill him ﷺ. Unsuccessful. They were unsuccessful. وأنه ينبغي أن يكون حرصك على التعليم والتبليغ. Your concern should be only on teaching and conveying. Don't worry about the people. I'll protect you. Allah's telling him. ولا يثيك عنه خوف من المخلوقين فإن نواصيهم بيد الله وقد تكفل بعصمتك. And don't you even bother by fearing any of the creation, because their foreheads are all in the hands of Allah, in the hand of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah Azza wa Jal has promised and guaranteed your protection. فَأَنْتَ إِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ. Your job, what's upon you, is to convey in the clearest manner. فَمَنْ اهْتَدَى فَلِنَفْسِهِ. Whoever is guided is for his own good. وَأَمَّا الْكَافِرُونَ الَّذِينَ لَا قَصْدَ لَهُمْ إِلَّا اتِّبَاعَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. As for the disbelievers who have no real objective except to follow their desires, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِيهِمْ. Then Allah Azza wa Jal will not guide them. وَلَا يُوَفِّقُهُمْ لِلْخَيْرِ. Nor will he give them success to attain goodness بِسَبَبِ كُفْرِهِمْ, because of their disbelief. So that means we learn what? Do we learn that Allah will make a person disbeliever? Or do we learn that Allah will make the disbeliever not be guided afterwards? Hello? Anybody there? I know it's Friday morning, Yani, but no. No problem. Oh no, I'm not actually. No problem. I didn't even see you, by the way. I'm waiting for an answer from the gentleman. Brothers, Does Allah initially, arbitrarily misguide someone? Or does Allah leave the misguided astray? That's what I'm saying. Because if you were to say that Allah deliberately misguides someone and leaves them as a kafir, you're accusing Allah of dhulm, oppression. You understand? No. Allah Azza wa Jal invites the people to believe. And He gives them intellect, and He gives them signs, universal signs. After He gave them fitrah, a natural disposition, then He gave them a messenger who brought to them a message with miracles. All of these, this package is given to someone. And then, let me just give you an example. FedEx or DHL or UPS, in order not to favor one company over the other. They come to you at your office. You're sitting in your office. The guy walks in with a big box. Okay? You bought a refrigerator. You bought a refrigerator. Hello? You made the order with your own money, with your own username and password. And you use this company for shipping. And the guy comes with the shipment at your door. He says, here's your box. And this is the bill, the air bill. And he gives you all the evidences that you made the order. And you're like, no, there's no refrigerator there. They're right here. No. No, I didn't make an order, and I don't see any refrigerator. If he smacks you with the refrigerator, it's totally fine. Say, okay, there's no refrigerator. And he will just dump it on you and squash you under it. And then the only thing that will be left is the refrigerator. Not you anymore. You deserve it. You're a knucklehead, as they say. The evidence, you made the order. You know you made the order. You have a person standing in front of you, a big box, and then you will deny all of these evidences. You cannot deny them, all of this proofs and evidence. Then you say, no, I don't see anything. I didn't make any order. Yes, Sheikh. This is the state of the kafir. All of these faculties were given to him. All of these external evidences and internal evidences and everything is a big package. And then in spite of that, they want to disbelieve. When they make that choice, then Allah will say, fine. Not verbally. But the concept is, okay. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. As you read every day, every Friday, Surah Al-Kahf. So whosoever wants may believe, and whosoever wants may disbelieve. Yes. Gave them the choice. Once they disbelieve, they will not be guided. Unless they change. Unless they change. Otherwise, they have deserved to be astray. Until they change what is within themselves, then Allah will change the condition of the people. But other than that, they can't see or understand. Bismillah. Then, Ayah 68.
قل يا أهل الكتاب لستم على شيء حتى تقيموا التوراة والإنجيل والإنجيل وما أنزل إليكم من ربكم وليزيدن كثيرا منهم ما أنزل إليك من ربك طغيانا وكفرا فلا تأس على القوم الكافرين.
Say, O people of the scripture, you are standing on nothing until you uphold the law of the Torah, the gospel. And what meaning the Torah, comma, the gospel, not that they're the same. and what has been revealed to you from your Lord. And that which has been revealed to you from your Lord. Now this is a new sentence. Allah is telling the Prophet ﷺ, and that which has been revealed to you from your Lord will surely increase many of them in transgression and disbelief. So do not grieve over the disbelieving people. أي قل لأهل الكتاب مناديا على ضلالهم ومعلنا بباطلهم. Say, people of the scripture, calling upon them per their misguidance and announcing to the people their falsehood. لستم على شيء. Which technically means you are upon nothing. You're upon nothing. You got nothing. In street language. Even more than that, you ain't got nothing. Even though, by the way, ain't is not part of the English language. Even though you hear it a lot. I ain't got it, you ain't got it. There's no such thing as ain't. But anyways, somehow it made it to the English language. Huh? You don't have anything. You are upon nothing. You're standing on nothing. من الأمور الدينية. In regards to the religious matters, طبعاً. فَإِنَّكُمْ لَا بِالْقُرْآنِ وَمُحَمَّدْ آمَنْتُمْ. You neither believed in the Qur'an or Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. وَلَا بِنَبِيِّكُمْ وَكِتَابِكُمْ صَدَّقْتُمْ. Nor did you even believe or trust your own book and your own messenger. Who told you about the Qur'an and the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. وَلَا بِحَقٍ تَمَسَّكْتُمْ. Nor in regards to any truth you held on. وَلَا عَلَىٰ أَصْلٍ اَعْتَمَدْتُمْ. Nor upon a sound foundation did you depend. حتى تقيم التوراة والإنجيل. Until you establish the Torah and the Injil. أي تجعلوهما قائمين بالإيمان بهما واتباعهما. You make them established by believing and following them, which will lead you to the Quran and Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. وتمسك بكل ما يدعوان إليه. And to hold on to all that which they invite you to. And let's even simplify it. Let's even simplify it even more. Let's say a Christian said, okay, your book is telling us to hold on to the Torah and the Injil. To grab, hold on to them and live up to them. And we already discussed in a previous class how to refute that. How to refute that. And that was the case. Huh? That was the case. When we don't look into the Quran. When we look into the Quran, Allah said, مُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ. The Quran is superior to them. Then they have to refer to the Quran. But let's say that they were commanded to refer to the Old Testament and the New Testament. Ya Abdul Hadi, from the Christians you know back in the Philippines or here, out of the Ten Commandments, how many of them are actually fulfilled? Or you can answer. Do the Christians of today fulfill the Ten Commandments? Huh? Like, what is the first commandment? Are you thinking about it or what? La la la, wait. Shua Mahandis.
I don't think they are part of any of the commandments.
Aywa, kida. No, we have to be realistic. Yeah, Sheikh, look. The other ones, just to be fair. The other commandments about thou shalt not kill or something like that. This is, by the way, like international rules. Huh? Yani, whether someone was a Christian or not a Christian, these are agreed upon rules in the world. So them doing it is not because they're trying to follow the commandment, they're just trying to stay out of jail. Hello? But what is the first commandment? Which is the most important of all? طيب, the first commandment has already been violated. Don't ask for anything else. The first commandment, which is the one that constitutes disbelief, which violating is blaspheme, has been violated. So whatever they do in regards to the other commandments becomes of no value. Because the foundation of them has been nullified. Has been nullified. So they don't really live. And now, which Christian is following the commandment that they should not have any image of God, not in the heavens, not beneath the oceans, or however it comes in the first commandment, that they should not have anything which resembles God. How many of the Christians fulfill that today? If the born again or the Protestants don't have any statues in their churches, therefore they are fulfilling that command. When it comes to actual worship, which is that you should have only one God, that has been violated as well. Because God became a triune God. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. And so it's no longer one God. So they're not really living up to the Old and the New Testament. They're not. So how did I get here? نعم أيوة وتقيموا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم الذي رباكم وأنعم عليكم. And you establish what Allah, what your Lord has bestowed upon you, what He sent down upon you. ربكم, your Lord is the one who took care of you and the one who bestowed His favors upon you. وجعل أجلا إنعامه إن وجعل أجل إنعامه إنزال الكتب إليكم. And Allah made the best of His favors, sending down His books upon you. فالواجب عليكم أن تقوموا بشكر الله. What is obligatory upon you is to thank Allah. وتلتزموا أحكام الله, and that you adhere to the rules of Allah. وتقوموا بما حملتم من أمانة الله وعهده, and that you fulfill the covenant and the trust which Allah entrusted you with. Then Allah said, وَلَيَزِيدَنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا فَلَا تَأْسَ عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. The Shaykh, رحمه الله, did not comment on this ayah. He did not comment on this ayah, but as it is obvious, that the sad thing is that the revelation of the Qur'an increases them in kufr. يعني like someone like James White, or Anis Shorosh, or some of these Jimmy Swaggart, or some of these clowns who debate with Muslims. Huh? These people, the Quran, yani they were already kuffar, and the Quran increases them in disbelief. It makes them even more disbelievers by going out of their way to try to refute and debate against Islam and Muslims. And they lie and attribute lies to the Quran and the Sunnah. And they trick the people and fool them and deceive them. All of this is because the Quran is making them even more involved in transgression and disbelief. Subhanallah. Because of the wickedness that resides within them. So don't grieve over the disbelieving people. Don't worry about them. Don't bother. He will get what he deserves on that day. Yeah? We just leave our affairs to Allah in this regard. So with this, inshallah, we conclude this discussion actually. And we have stopped at ayah 69, sahih? Yeah. So inshallah, we'll continue next week. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.